Archers for the week 7 to 12 December 2003.
Tony's looking to the past.
Well, that's a fiddly job, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing how much muck ends up where a tractor and scraper can't reach.
Yeah, I left Tom cleaning our yard. Now, let's have some money.
Oh, yeah, what for?
Angus Timpson, retirement present.
Oh, OK.
In a few meetings will never be the same again.
No, hopefully they'll finish a bit earlier from now on. What's everyone getting?
Well, you're setting the benchmark.
Oh, cheers.
So dig deep. Spirit of Christmas and all that.
Well, I suppose Christmas is all about emptying your wallet. Well,
these days, anyway.
Yeah.
And into the envelope. Right, thanks.
You're lucky you caught me with any cash. We've still got half the kids' presents to pay.
Ouch. That won't be cheap.
I blame the adverts. Josh only has to see it to want it.
Mm. Tom used to be the same.
We are gradually introducing to the idea of no.
We've lost sight of the real meaning, haven't we? I mean, what's Christmas about these days?
Seasonal worship of David Jason, isn't it?
Huh. Used to be a lot better when it wasn't so commercialised.
You're sounding like my dad.
No, it was, though.
Now you're looking through rose-tinted spectacles, mate.
I'm serious. It wasn't always about shopping. We used to have more fun years ago.
Now, I bet you stuffed yourself silly and slumped in front of the box just like everyone else.
No. Most Christmas holidays, I'd be out playing with my mates. Or if it snowed, tobogganing. Or having snowball fights. And carolling.
Carolling? You?
Yes. Used to love carol singing when I was a kid.
Well, it still happens. Alan's organising this top 10 thing.
I mean, going round the village and all the farms.
Like Linda's wassailing?
No, proper carol singing. Used to really cheer up the old folks and the housebound. And raise a few bob for charity. And everyone had something for us. Spicy mulled wine or hot mince pies with lashings of cream.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Oh, it was great. Farm workers, kids, everyone got involved.
Well, it does sound better than being glued to the tube all day.
Oh, it was. Oh, well, those days are long gone. Anyway, I'd better be on my way.
Yeah. Actually, Tony.
Yeah?
Why don't we have a go?
At what?
Organising some carol singing.
Us?
Yeah. You know, do it the way you said, going all over.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm far too busy.
Yeah, it won't take too much organising.
Well, there's transport for one thing. People won't walk out to the farms anymore.
No, that's easy enough. Rustle up a couple of Land Rovers.
And having a few singers would be handy.
If we choose the right time to do it, we'll get plenty of volunteers.
Yeah, possibly.
We would. Oh, Bert, are the ewes all right?
Yeah, fine.
What's your singing voice like, Bert?
Singing? Oh, do the right time, Bert. What do you want it now for?
Christmas carols.
Oh, that's different. Oh, I like a nice carol. I should be putting in my favourites for this year's contest.
Oh, good. Because David's just had an idea, haven't you, David?
Yeah, well, why not?
Oh, what's that then?
Go on then, Tony. Tell him about the old days.
Hey?
You're early.
Yeah, we were that quiet. Trudy told me to go home.
Oh, right.
Where are you off to?
Well, I promised Phoebes I'd take her to the playground while it's sunny.
Oh, right then. Might as well keep your coat on.
Hey, it's okay, you don't have to come. You must be tired.
No. Had an easy morning. Even had time to talk to Caroline.
Oh, did you ask her?
Yeah. And she was very sympathetic, only...
Right.
She's sorry. None of the staff accommodation is suitable for families.
No, that's fine. Phoebes, are you ready?
Look, don't worry. As long as we keep looking, we'll find somewhere eventually.
Yeah, you've been saying that for weeks.
We will.
When?
Hayley.
Oh. I'll come back to put the spuds on.
No, it's all right, Betty. If Phoebe's found a hat, we're off to the playground.
Yeah, that's right. All three of us.
Off home, Bert.
Oh, you, give me a fright.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I didn't see anyone in the orchard.
I've been rooting around for eggs.
Oh, any luck?
Two.
Oh, there's not many of Mrs. Archer's hens laid this time of year.
I only started looking because I wanted Pip to help.
Oh, where is she?
Well, in the end, I couldn't get her out of the house.
Oh, she's always got her head in a book these days.
I know.
Though she says she likes all the extra work.
Well.
She showed me some of the mathematics for her exam. I couldn't make head and tail of it.
She seems to be enjoying it. You know what they say about all work and no play.
It's a pity she can't come with us next Sunday evening.
To what?
Carol singing round the village and farms in a proper traditional way.
Sounds good.
Ooh, except it's probably too late for Pip with it being school the next day.
So what's actually happening?
Well, with any luck, there'll be a whole bunch of us starting at the Laurels, zigzagging round past Valley Farm, then finishing up at the Bull.
I haven't heard about it.
It's because Tony Archer and your David have only just dreamed it up.
David?
And I've agreed to be one of the drivers. We'll have to use 4x4s.
Well, yeah, if you're doing the farms.
Of course, it means we can't have a tipple on the way, but that don't matter. I loves real carol singing.
And David's behind it all.
Well, I think it was Tony's idea first, but now David's bore the driving force.
Well, good for him. All right, just one more push. Oh, and I think that's high enough.
Hey, under your own steam now, Phoebs.
So kick your legs out and pull them back.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Dad still can't get over it, can he?
What?
The molehills.
Oh, right, those.
He thinks it's a right laugh.
Yeah, I've noticed.
But he'd still like to know who Mr. Mole is.
Well, some idiot with nothing better to do, I suppose.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right, Phoebe, you can choose one more thing after the swing, then we're going back, all right?
Yeah, I thought we'd help her finish her shoebox after lunch.
Are you ready to get off now?
Yeah. You know? For the remaining appeal.
And now remember, my sweetheart, this is your last thing. So what are you going to have a go on?
Hey, yeah, good choice. The spring yours.
There's a surprise. Fine, yeah, finish the box if you like.
Only, looking at the list Alan gave us, I don't know if we should put another toy in or, you know, something useful.
Yeah, whatever you like.
Well, which do you reckon's better? A doll or a writing pad and pencils?
Roy, honestly, you've said whatever, it's fine.
I thought we'd do it together, you, me and Phoebs.
Why? Since you're making all the other decisions on your own, might as well make this one.
Well, like Mike says, it didn't do any harm.
Not to the pitch, no.
Or anywhere else.
That's not the point. I don't want this so-called Mr. Mole thinking he's got away with it.
Oh, does it matter? He only made a couple of piles of soil, that's all.
Well, if we don't find who he is, he'll think he's got one over on me.
Well, it's not just you. It's the whole cricket team he was poking fun at.
Well, I won't be happy until I find out who did it.
Well, you'll have a job.
I'll manage somehow.
Evening, Tony.
Pint of Shires, please.
Right, I'll get it.
Pat not with you?
Oh, she's in the dairy.
Oh, at this time?
Still potting up. We get so many orders in the run-up to Christmas.
As long as you don't try selling me any yoghurt.
Well, I hadn't planned to.
We've just had Eddie in.
If I've told him once, I don't want any turkeys. I've told him half a dozen times.
He heard we're catering for a couple of office parties.
And thought he'd drop in to see if we're running short.
You can't blame him for trying.
Evening.
Evening, Bert.
Hello again.
Frieda won't be much longer. It's rather lively.
Looks fine.
Well, I'll have half a winter warm while we're waiting.
Right, coming up.
There you go.
It's okay, Sid. Put it in your guide dog tin.
All right, cheers. Yeah, I think the brewery is surprised at how well the warm is selling.
Oh, it's lovely stuff.
We're being limited to a barrel a week.
Well, it's too sweet for me.
Vickers seems to like it. He was in last night, sorting out some stage management problems with Neil, I think.
There you go, Bert.
Thanks.
How are the plays coming along?
Well, the dress rehearsal was a month off instead of just over a week. I'd say we was doing very well.
Oh, getting a bit behind, Dan, is it?
Well, to tell the truth, Mrs. Snell's play is a problem.
Now, there's a surprise.
All right, give her a due. She's not made a bad job of writing it.
Well, Mike's worried enough about learning the lines he's already got without taking anything new on.
Well, that's it. Too much to learn, too little time left.
I'll be all right on the night. Afternoon, I suppose.
Has Palin got anywhere with the music yet?
She spent all weekend working on it.
What's it?
Yeah, Alan's asked her to choose the music for the beginning and the end of each play.
It's nice to see him involving the younger ones.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what she's come up with tomorrow's rehearsal.
Now, am I efficient or am I efficient? Look at this.
Oh, very nice. You've done it on the computer.
Yep.
Come caroling round Ambridge. You haven't let the grass grow.
Well, we've got to get cracking if it's happening next week.
Going round all the farms, that's a nice idea.
I've suggested we meet up here. Is that all right, Sid?
For something like that? Yeah, of course it is.
Great. And do you mind putting it somewhere that people can sign up?
Sure. Give it here.
You better put your own name on, David. It encourages folk if they see they're not the first.
Oh, yeah, and then me and Tony will sign.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was my idea in the first place.
Has anyone got a pen?
There's usually one back here.
I thought it'd be nice to revive an old custom.
Yeah, got it.
If you could point it out to everyone, Sid.
Will do.
Here you are, David.
Oh, thanks. Right then, better make it legible.
It just came to me this morning, really. I thought, let's do something special for Christmas. Get away from all the hard sell.
But...
Yeah? Here, hold on. Is that your normal handwriting, David?
What do you mean? It's my only handwriting.
Betty, is the card still behind the till?
Oh, that's me. Tony?
What card? Right.
The card.
Oh, that one.
Right, that's ready to put up then, Sid.
Do you ask, Sid?
Thanks, Betty. And I'll have that as well. Now then, let us compare and contrast.
What are you doing, Sid?
I thought so. The little tail on the A's.
Eh?
And the curve on the R's. Identical. You are unmasked, David Archer. You are Mr. Mole.
What?
You haven't been hitting the winter warmer a bit hard, have you, Sid?
That's your handwriting, David.
Well, it does look quite similar.
Yeah, let's see. I didn't write that. I'm not the Phantom Mole Maker.
The evidence says otherwise.
The A's do look a bit like each other.
Well... Yes, but the eyes are nothing like.
Of course they aren't. I didn't write that card, Sid, honestly.
Yeah, but the R's... How? Yeah, I suppose they're not quite the same.
Anyway, different people can have similar handwriting.
Yeah, that's right. Especially if they're family.
Family?
Oh.
Like brothers?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Aha! David Archer, do you... Or do you not recognise that handwriting? Well?
You might have your own ideas about the identity of Mr. Mole, Sid, but I'm afraid I couldn't possibly comment.
What's William planning for Christmas?
It's a real tip.
Oh, you know what I've forgotten?
Oh, I didn't have a chance to clean up this morning.
I said I'd get dinner, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah, but I didn't have time to buy anything.
Ah, never mind.
Meant to.
Ah, don't matter.
But I'd only just got in when you called for me.
Well, there's probably something in the cupboard.
I just had time to grab the post. If I'd thought, I could have asked Mum for some chops or something.
Ah, it's all right. We can have beans on toast or...
Yeah?
Beans on their own or just toast.
I'm sorry, Will.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, at least I'll cook her.
Oh, no, you don't.
Will!
I'll do it after I've stuffed my boots. You can cook us a proper meal tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Oh, aren't you taking your coat off, then?
When I warmed up a bit.
The heating's on.
Do it in a minute. Oh, you wouldn't believe how busy we were.
All the Christmas shoppers.
We're non-stop. And I got a couple of cards from regulars.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, both in their 70s.
I believe you.
And I picked up some more cards from home.
Well, I was thinking about Christmas today.
Most of this is junk mail.
Oh, yeah, I'll have it for my boots. I've run out of newspaper.
No, there you go. Consumer survey or something.
Well, obviously we want to be together Christmas Day, right?
Yeah, of course.
But you know, it'd be nice to spend time with our families as well. You know, last Christmas before we're married and all that.
I guess we'll have to dash between houses.
Ah, that's my great idea.
Oh, this is for both of us. Lindsay and Dave.
Who?
You remember, she were in my class.
Oh, Lindsay Wainwright.
Yeah, that's it, and her boyfriend. Oh, they're living together now.
How about, instead of us chasing around, we invite everyone here? Your family, my family, the lot.
Here?
Yeah, and we'll cook Christmas dinner.
Nice idea, but we won't all fit in.
Oh, not in the flat. The Stokowskis are off next week.
You mean...
Yeah, the main part of the house is going to be empty till the new tenants arrive in January.
But Caroline won't let us use it, will she?
I don't see why not. She's got contract cleaners coming in after Christmas anyway.
And we'd be ever so careful.
Yeah, of course we would.
Oh, it'd be great, Mum, not having to cook for once.
I was thinking the same about my mum.
That's a really good idea.
Told you. Any more junk mail?
Hmm?
I've got the other boot yet.
Let's see...
Just got to choose the right time to ask her, that's all.
Yeah, catch her in a good mood. I know what this is.
We've had Christmas dinner here before, you know. Caroline invited all my lot over. When was it?
Yes!
fantastic. Well.
All right, Linda.
We can play some more if you like.
No, it's okay.
Some of our other choices are even more extreme. Music by Bone Crusher for the slaying of the innocents.
Yes, but these are Fallon's first thoughts.
And last ones, I hope.
I still want her involved.
Alan, we have to draw our audience into the mystery plays, not drive them away.
I don't know that.
I mean, who's thrash metal likely to
appeal
to? That's
why I've asked Fallon round this evening.
Not Gene Harvey or Mr. Pullman, I can
tell you. Probably not the people Fallon had in mind.
But they are perfect representatives of our core audience.
Well, then blame me. I asked her for ideas to reach a younger audience.
Huh, you'd reach Moscow with this racket. I can't imagine what she's thinking of.
Linda, she is in the kitchen with Amy.
You are going to tell her, aren't you? The CD is useless.
I don't want to discourage her.
I simply dare not play it to the cast. There'll be mutiny.
All right, Linda. All right.
That's why I've called in before the rehearsal, to make sure it isn't foisted on us.
Nothing is going to be foisted on anyone. And you're right. These choices aren't suitable.
Amy's hair is wicked with those threads in. Oh, all right, Linda.
Good evening, Fallon.
I have to try that with mine sometime.
Alan and I have been listening to the CD you prepared.
Oh, what do you think?
Well, obviously, you've put a lot of work into it.
Well, yeah.
Though, unfortunately, to no avail.
Sorry?
I don't know about slaying of the innocents, more like slaying of the audience.
Linda.
You don't like it? None of it?
And what's there to like, Fallon? It's sheer cacophony.
Linda found it a little challenging.
Challenging?
And I'm afraid I did too, Fallon. Though it's obvious you've put a lot of thought into
it. You're right! I spent ages putting it together!
For which you are to be commended, however,
oh, well,
it is not...
Fallon, please.
No, forget I ever bothered.
Please don't fly off. You made a good start. One we can build on.
What?
Maybe not using these particular pieces.
I should hope not.
Great.
Fallon, we need your kind of open-minded attitude.
Yeah?
Yes, it's great that you're thinking outside the obvious.
Outside the limits of good taste.
Linda, all we need to do is to discuss where to go next.
Right. Well, I haven't time for that. Now, Alan, I told you I have a rehearsal.
Well, don't worry. Fallon and I will sort it out between us.
Oh, thanks, love. Aren't you...
I ate with the kids.
I'd have been earlier, only I dropped into the pool. I wanted to see how we're doing for volunteers.
Any more?
Yeah, a few. Had to do a runner as soon as Sid saw me there.
Still giving you the third degree about Mr. Mole?
Well, he's got strong suspicions, but he wants absolute confirmation.
You didn't tell him?
No. He'll have to sort it out for himself. I'm not a snitch.
How did you get on at Horn Farm?
Yeah, hey, not one four-wheel drive, but two.
Well, that's good of Brian.
Yep, Adam's agreed to drive one of them.
Well, that's transport fixed.
Uh-huh. Now there's just the route to finalise.
And the song sheets.
Hmm. I've already arranged to see Alan about that.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Well, they don't call me the human dynamo for nothing.
Who calls you that?
Oh, people generally. Thought you knew.
Well, that's very handy, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Because I need a hand with Cassie later.
Oh. And here's me, hoping for a spot of telly.
Her eye's still quite sore. It shouldn't be a problem for the human dynamo, though.
Yeah, she says it doesn't take long.
Yeah, she's pretty quick with her hair.
Looks really cool.
A grand tour to all that. Platson will have you.
Well, I guess it wasn't you.
No, not my strongest suit. So, are you still on board?
Am I still wanted?
Oh, very much so.
But if Linda hates everything I come up with, it wasn't all metal.
I know.
It was hip-hop, garage, it was all sorts.
Look, don't get too hung up on Linda. Maybe she isn't the most... tactful of people.
Too right.
But she's after exactly the same thing as you and me.
Oh, yeah.
She wants the music to help make the play special.
Well, maybe what I chose was a bit, you know...
Well, you did show a lot of enterprise, but now we've got to move on. What kind of music's going to enhance the performance?
Well, it needs to create a mood, mm-hmm. bring out emotions to support the images.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. One of the best examples I ever saw... Do you know the director, Martin Scorsese?
What, Gangs of New York? Goodfellas? Yeah, my dad is crazy about him.
Yeah, well, there's one film he made years ago about Christ. There was a real stink about it.
Yeah?
Well, mostly from people who hadn't seen it. But the score was fantastic. I'm not sure if I've still got it somewhere.
What's it like?
It was composed by Peter Gabriel. Contemporary, but with a spiritual feel. Based on world music.
I've listened to a lot of that at college.
Well, I was wondering if it's worth us looking beyond Western music.
Actually, we started an African module this term.
And are you enjoying it?
Yeah. In fact, there's a piece by Yusu Ndour. What's it? What's it called? It'd be perfect for the nativity.
Yeah, we could get away from over-familiar stuff.
And I've borrowed a CD by Salif Keita. He's from Senegal. He's brilliant.
Well, if we choose music, say, from Africa, that's enjoyable, accessible...
It's really alive, some of it.
And if it's got some emotional depth as well, it'll bring out the universality of the story we're telling.
Well, I can talk to one of my tutors, Barry. He knows a lot about Marleyan music.
Great. So, are you happy to make a new selection, then?
Well, yeah. If you trust me.
Fallon, I've so much confidence in you, I stopped worrying about the whole thing 10 minutes ago. Now, let's see if we can talk Amy into making a cup of tea.
Oh, steady.
Turn her head a bit more.
Come on, Cassie. Oh, she's still shedding tears.
A tusk under the eyelid, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, by the way, I've worked out the route for the carol singing.
Stay still a minute. Oh, it's going to be hard getting the ointment on.
Yeah, well, she won't turn anymore.
Okay. Here goes.
Yeah, after the laurels, go out to the farms.
That's it.
Meadow, bank and valley. Maybe one or two more.
There you go.
And then back, do the village, followed by a well-earned pint.
It's a pity it's got to finish so late.
That's it, girl. There you go, you're done.
Bert was right. It would have been nice to take Pip with you.
Yeah, well, another time.
When she got in from school, it was homework, tea, more homework, then straight onto the piano.
Well, she enjoys practising.
Josh was complaining. She hasn't played with him for weeks.
Well, he only moans when she does. She never lets him win.
You don't think she's overdoing it?
No. She'll tell us if she's not happy.
Maybe she's so afraid of letting us down that she won't.
Hello!
Oh, evening.
Hi, Linda.
I saw the light on.
Good rehearsal. I know Bert was hoping you'd get through a lot.
Oh, yes, excellent, thank you. At the end, someone mentioned the carol singing on Sunday.
Oh, yes. Are you joining us?
Yes, I am. Well, that is, if I can persuade you to change the time, or better still, the day.
We can't really do that, Linda.
It's all set up now.
Oh, what a pity. It's the kind of activity we need more of in Ambridge.
Yeah, that's what Tony and I thought.
It's just that it clashes with another of my rehearsals.
Oh, dear.
So, if there's really no chance of a change?
Not really.
I see. Well, then, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm afraid I won't be able to lend my humble voice to the merry throng after all.
Oh, well, that's...
A great shame.
Yeah, we'll just have to struggle on the best we can.
You scuffed all this lot?
Well, Em had most of it, didn't you?
Well, you fibber.
Oh, there was probably some noodles left.
I was looking for some crispy seaweed.
It was my idea to get the takeaway, but it's Will's been pigging out.
Well, we both have. The king prawns are gorgeous.
Don't know what about them. I'm starving.
Well, I think there's still some water chestnuts.
I don't like them.
Nah, me neither.
Well, I'd offer you some wine, only...
Yeah, I can see. It's all gone.
Right, and you had more of that than me, and don't argue.
It was really nice as well. German.
Here's me spending all evening putting up with insults from Linda Snell.
Oh, poor fella.
And working on my music for the plays, and you two have been getting legless.
No, we haven't.
I was going to see if you fancied shopping on your day off, Em. There's no point asking, is there?
Why not?
Look at you, you're wrecked.
Nicely relaxed, that's all. We've been celebrating.
Yeah, what?
I got to see my solicitor tomorrow.
Doesn't sound like a reason to celebrate.
There's been an offer from the Medical Injuries Board.
What? Oh, is this from the accident?
My stupid brother's crash, yeah. At least something good's come out of it.
It's that long ago, I'd completely given up hoping for compensation.
So, well, they've offered something, have they?
Oh, yes.
Oh. That's great. Enough for a takeaway, obviously.
Enough for a good few takeaways.
Plenty of king prawns.
Come on, then.
Well, that's why I'm seeing the solicitor. To discuss the offer.
She might play hard to get.
But if I decide to take it, it's only going to be about 12 grand.
Jill's keeping things under wraps.
Been very traditional, I'm afraid.
That doesn't matter.
Freddy's the ox, Lily's the daisies.
Oh, last. We just had confirmation of the conference in February.
Oh.
Oh, Mum, the wrapping paper's beautiful.
It's nothing special.
I never make my presents look half so good.
There's a dressing gown for each of them, as you suggested.
Lovely.
and one or two fun things.
Oh, thanks.
They're looking forward to Friday.
And how?
I never know whether it's a good or bad thing having a birthday so close to Christmas.
Freddie and Lily don't mind. They think December's wonderful.
I'm sure they do.
Although, I'm not sure Freddie's worked out with spending Christmas Day with James and Camilla yet.
He'll enjoy it, though, won't he?
Unfortunately, he's going through a phase where he thinks it's very funny to call James a donkey.
James won't mind.
Oh, he does, actually. Thinks it's very bad manners.
Well, he has got a very loud laugh.
No, it's not that. More the ears.
Oh, yes.
It's always tense over there at the best of times.
Oh, well, you're only going for the day. And you'll have a lovely time the rest of Christmas.
We fully intend to.
And you seem to be doing very well here in the run-up. There are plenty of cars in the car park.
Mm. It's the gallery bringing the punters in.
Mm. Some people must have expensive tastes in Christmas presents.
Julia says she's never sold so many pieces. A couple of Ashok's have gone.
Usha's friend?
Yes.
She'll be pleased.
She is. Ashok's taking her for a very swanky meal tomorrow on the strength of it.
Are they, you know?
Well, supposedly it's a thank you. After all, Usha introduced him to us.
And that's all it is?
So Usha claims, but she sounds very happy about it.
Elizabeth?
Oh, don't bring the children in. Mum, quickly, the presents.
Oh, yes.
No, it's all right. They're in the orangery. Look, if you're busy...
Well, it's...
No, it doesn't matter. I'll just catch you there.
No, Hayley! You needn't have bothered. I'm just off myself.
One all-day breakfast. Croissant, not fried bread.
Oh, smashing.
The sauce is right there.
Oh, and might I recommend the ketchup, sir? Spirited without being overpowering.
Oh, with an amusing little dribble right down the side.
Hmm? Oh, I thought Emma had wiped all these.
So where is she? Walked out on you for a better job.
Better than Jack's. No such thing. Actually, she's on a secret mission.
Oh, yeah?
That's the worst of it gone.
What's she up to?
Oh, my lips are sealed, Roy. Suffice to say, if all goes well on Friargate, she'll come back a very happy bunny indeed.
That's if she gets through the crowds. I hoped it'd be quiet this morning.
Oh, Borchester doesn't do quiet at the moment.
Yeah, I wanted to get all of Ailey's presents before I go to work. I only managed one. Yeah.
Well, that's a start.
It's nice, though. The top. Only, I'm not sure it's Ailey's sort of thing.
Oh, don't ask me, mate.
What are you getting Cathy, then?
I've got my eye on a set of bathroom scales.
It's very romantic.
I know, they're great. They're shaped like a donut and groan when you step on them. She's going to die laughing.
Yeah, I was hoping to find Ailey something special. I want us to have a really good Christmas.
Oh, well, you know, you'll have a great time. All your nearest and dearest round you at Willow Farm.
Oh, hope so.
Oh, now, if you want an informed opinion... Emma?
Haven't been too long, have I?
No, it's Roy. He needs a fashion-conscious eye.
Don't ask me.
Well, it's for Hayley. Except, I'm having second thoughts.
It's very... sparkly.
You don't like it?
Well, Hayley might.
Right, back to the shop.
Sorry.
Oh, hang on, Roy. No, you've got to remember, Emma's a quite expensive taste since she's come into money.
Kenton!
What money's this?
Elizabeth? Can you see what Reg is fussing about?
Sorry?
The finger posts. It's perfectly obvious to me. If you want to see the Scotsdown peas and other fowl, you go that way.
Well, yes.
He claims people were completely missing them last season.
He's always grumbling about something.
Now he wants all the signs recited.
Oh, we don't need to do that.
Of course not. Though it wouldn't hurt to smarten up some of the pens.
Really? They don't look too bad to me.
Well, it might keep Reg happy. He doesn't think the rare breeds are paid enough attention.
I have heard him say that once or twice.
More like he's not getting enough attention.
Well, I know he likes people to stop and chat.
Chat? If he gets any worse, we'll need a pen for three-legged donkeys up here as well.
Elizabeth?
Sorry, did I say I'd take over with the children now?
Oh, well, it's not that.
It's time you were off.
Yeah, well, Julie's looking after them.
Oh, not teaching them more music hall songs.
I don't think so. I think they're going to play Happy Families.
Oh, fine. Well, you get going then.
It's me and Roy. So we wondered, have you got any accommodation?
Oh.
On the estate.
It's still no luck elsewhere?
None. It's way too expensive.
Oh, dear.
Even if we did share somewhere with Brenda.
House hunting's such a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's why we wondered. If one of the old cottages came up?
I'm sorry, Hayley. We've hardly got anything left to rent anymore.
Oh.
I wish I could be more helpful.
No, it's all right.
We had to sell property to finance the re-roofing a few years ago.
Oh, right.
And the little that's left is mostly tied.
Oh, I hadn't realised.
Have you tried looking on the net?
Oh, we've tried everything.
Oh, I do sympathise. But I know we've certainly nothing available at the moment.
wouldn't have to be right away.
Or in the foreseeable future.
Not even in the long term.
Well, the trouble is...
And we'd pay a fair rent, obviously. I mean, we're not looking for a handout.
This isn't something Nigel and I have even discussed yet. But, well, looking at the long term...
Yeah.
If Freddie and Lily are going to school next year, well...
Oh, right.
Like I say, Nigel and I, we haven't done any planning at all, but... Oh, gosh.
You won't want a nanny.
Well, we simply... We don't know what our plans are.
But it's possible you won't.
Well, I'm not sure that there's going to be the same need.
But the playgroup sessions are run, or the little nature rambles.
Oh, yes, yes, we'll certainly keep those going.
Right.
So there'll be plenty of casual work. And if you have any other ideas...
Nothing permanent, full-time.
I don't honestly know, Hayley. Quite possibly not.
Well, very impressive take.
Yeah, I got really busy this afternoon.
Well, that's how we like it. More days like this and perhaps Jack will give us a bonus.
You wish.
Yeah, well, for Christmas, maybe. Oh, dear, my feet.
Yeah, it's them shoes.
Authentic brothel creepers. You've got to look the part in a themed cafe.
And then you can't grumble if they hurt.
So what's happening tonight, then, Emma? Off to the casino?
Hardly.
Would you fancy a few hands of poker?
No, thanks.
Well, you've got to do something to celebrate.
Me and Will did that last night.
Well, come on, tell me you're at least going clubbing.
I'm going to Mum and Dad's for a bit, and then on to Will's to cook him a nice meal.
Oh, my, such scenes of wild abandon.
That's what I want to do.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it's best to save it up and then splash out in a really big way. So what's it going to go on? Cars? Holidays?
Neither.
Right. Sit down, Cinders. I'll finish that off later.
Oh, it's all right.
No, that is an order from the boss. I want to discuss your plans.
What plans?
You, lady, need to recognise your windfall is the opportunity of a lifetime.
I know.
And it mustn't be wasted.
Yeah, I don't intend wasting it.
Now, clearly, the first thing to consider is travel.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, with the kind of money you've got, the whole world's waiting for you. How about Oz?
Australia.
Yeah. Fly over for a few months. We'll hold your job open.
Except I don't want to go.
No, you don't know what you're missing. Okay. New Zealand.
No, thanks.
I'm just trying to help.
Well, you can help by not telling everyone about the money.
I haven't told a soul.
Roy.
Well, apart from him.
Frank.
Well,
Mr. Tillsbury, Millie Fisher.
Emma, I'm a manager, love, not a Trappist monk.
Even my parents don't know yet. I'm telling them tonight.
And are you going to tell them what you're going to do with the money?
Yes.
Yeah, which is?
I've put it all in the bank with so much going aside for the wedding.
Yeah, and?
And that's it.
Huh. Oh, how extremely sensible of you, Emma.
Hiya. Thought you might be asleep.
Oh, no.
Do you sneak up to get out of Dad's way?
No.
So he wasn't making you rehearse with him again, then? Good article, is it?
Hayley, what's up?
It's nothing.
Yes, there is.
I'm fine.
Look, put that down.
I'm reading.
Have you had a row with Mum or something?
No.
Oh, come on, love. What is it?
Oh, is it all right?
Oh, no, we don't need this. What's happened?
I'm losing my job.
What?
That's what Elizabeth said.
No, why?
Not now, but... September, I guess, when Lily and Freddie go to school.
God, you nearly gave me a heart attack. So it's not like you've been sacked.
No.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
I'm going to be out of work. I should have seen it coming.
Well, it's definite.
As good as.
Oh, look, don't get upset. September's a long way off.
But we can't rent anywhere if I'm not going to have a job, can we?
No, you'll manage.
You always say that, but we won't.
We will, somehow.
We're not managing now. I really wanted somewhere of our own. Oh,
me too.
Somewhere we could... I really wanted to...
Look, it's all right.
I wanted to think about Phoebe having a little brother or a sister.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, God, that's what I want too. Oh, Hayley.
Is it?
Yes.
But we can't now.
Look, we'll work something out. Want a tissue?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Now, I know staying here is getting on top of you.
Oh. It's not entirely your family's fault, I know that.
But I know, it is the situation.
What about, I mean, we've talked about it before, I know, but what about Birmingham?
It's such a waste of a good job for me, though.
You'll pick up work there easily enough.
Yeah, maybe, but I fit in so well at Grey Gables.
I know you don't like city life. I'm not so keen these days either, myself.
I know.
You know, there'd be plenty of opportunities for me and we'd have a much better chance of finding somewhere to live.
Perhaps.
Sometimes I want to miss having my mum and dad around.
Oh, yeah, I know, sweetheart.
At least think about it.
But I'd still rather live here.
Roy.
I'm not ruling anything out.
Honestly.
Yeah. I just keep thinking we'll find a way through this. And maybe something will turn up in the new year.
I'm so upset after I spoke to Elizabeth.
Well, I don't blame you. Is your parents' office still open for Christmas?
Oh, I don't know. I expect so.
Right. That's what we're doing then.
Well, we've already said...
That way it doesn't matter. Christmas Eve, we'll visit Marjorie and take Thebes to see the Aldridges.
You sure?
Yep, and then straight on to Brum and your mum's brilliant cooking.
What about Betty? She's got her heart set on us being here.
But don't worry.
She's really looking forward to it. I don't want to upset her.
Hayley.
Yeah?
You and Phoebe's are my number one priority. Mum will understand when I explain to her.
Will the Grundys have a prosperous Christmas? We'd love to think so. But can Eddie make a sale?
So it wasn't a provisional no?
No.
Ah, that's what Dad wasn't clear about.
It was a definite no.
Right. Sorry to bother you then.
It doesn't matter. The kettle's just boiled if you want a coffee.
Oh, are you sure? Oh.
So yes, you're having a completely wasted journey.
Well, you know what Dad's like. Has his senior moments now and then.
Don't we all?
It seems unnatural to him, I suppose. The thought of your family not having turkey any time over Christmas.
Oh, that's us sticking to the beef.
Oh, very nice too. Of course, it's not quite the same.
I'll leave you to put in your own milk with sugar, okay?
Oh, very much. So, it's just logs and mistletoe we need to settle.
Eddie, we've got plenty of our own logs.
Properly seasoned?
Properly seasoned.
You're the kind of customer I like. Keep things nice and simple. Just mistletoe, then.
Don't bother writing anything down. We've got mistletoe in the orchard.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Well, there's usually some around.
But you haven't actually checked?
Not recently, no.
It's been a funny old year for mistletoe. Very patchy.
And if there's none in the orchard, there's often some in Marnie's.
Fair enough. Well, if you're not sure you've actually got any, but you're willing to risk going without...
It's not much of a risk.
Full of berries, our stuff, first class, and selling very fast.
Oh, come on, then.
One bunch or two.
One'll be fine.
Right. I'll make sure it's a good one.
How's business going without the Grundy world of Christmas as an outlet?
Oh, not too bad. Can you pass the sugar?
There you go.
So... Though we've had the odd letdown from folk who should know better.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Franks was stringing us along for a while.
The vicar?
But kept saying he wasn't sure if he wanted a turkey or not, till I pinned him down this morning.
And?
Well, first off, he waffles on about being very keen on local enterprises and admiring our entrepreneurial spirit.
But no joy?
No. Well, simply because his daughter's a vegetarian.
Well, that's quite a consideration.
Well, I told him no problem. As it happens, one of my contacts can supply top-notch catering packs of diced vegetables.
Yeah.
At a very reasonable price. Oh, he still wouldn't have it.
Oh, you've just reminded me. I've got to take Pip's shoebox to the vicar.
I mean, if he really supports local enterprise, he wants to start putting his hand in his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, hi, dear.
Morning.
What a fight to get here. Morning, Eddie.
Why? What happened?
The blessed hunt was streaming across the Felpersham Road just as I came through.
Oh, Edward's following this morning.
Is he?
Spongy Williams is taking him round in the Kennels Land Rover. You know, we're at the Terrier Man.
Can't say I do.
And do you want a coffee, dear?
No, it's all right. I'm not stopping. I've a whole list of things to buy in Felpersham.
Oh, don't remind me about finishing the Christmas shop.
Now. I only want to know how you fix for gravy boats.
We've got one somewhere.
You not have to mistletoe in Felpersham?
No. Good enough for Christmas dinner?
Probably not.
Glad to hear it, because I'm taking orders for our last few bunches.
It's all right, Eddie. Phil says there's a lot up in Marnie's.
Is there?
Inferior quality, probably.
Don't worry, I'll stick with the order.
Right.
You might have to bring one over, Jill.
That's the trouble, I can't find our best one.
I'll dig something out then.
Well, if I'm going into Felbershire...
And how are you doing for logs?
Oh, they must have swung round again.
Yeah, they're coming along the lane, I think.
With some nice old chestnuts. Beautiful smell.
It's kind of you, Eddie, but we've plenty of logs in.
Oh, have they stopped?
Hounds must have run him to earth. He's blowing onto ground.
Oh, I hope they stick to the lane.
They won't come on the land, not with the TB.
Let's have a look.
Hold hard! Hold hard!
Charlie's under the hen house over in the orchard.
Hold hard! Ladies and gentlemen, please, give hounds some room.
Miss Spongy saw him go under. We parked up by the road.
Ed, beeswax and Bella, keep them off Brookfield there.
Yeah, yeah, I see him. Bella, beeswax!
Have a cab? What are you doing?
Have you run into Earth?
You certainly have. Honey, Ruth, Jill.
Morning.
Beeswax, come round.
What's Ed up to? Ed?
You lot set all the hens.
Sorry about that, Jill.
Where's the fox?
Under the chicken shed. David's told us in the past to get rid of any foxes we find on your land, so,
Well, if it's down to me, this is probably the one that took the hens.
Could well be. Do you want him digging out and dispatching? I can send in the terrier, man.
Oh.
Well, we'll do whatever you want.
Well, you'd bet... No, hold on. Jill?
It's not my decision.
Well, they're your birds. And I still think of this as your patch. I don't want it spoiled for you.
Do you really want me to decide?
Well, I'd feel happier if you did.
Take your time. Charlie's going nowhere. Hold up, Darcy.
Yeah, we were at the back of the whole hunt, then Charlie flashes right past us.
Really?
Spongy turns the Land Rover straight round and we got here first.
I haven't seen Spongy for ages.
Well, don't disturb him now.
Oh, he's only leaning on his spade.
And we don't like talking when he's got a job on.
Yeah, all right. Well, does he do it with any road?
What, if he digs Charlie out?
Yeah.
2-2. But it's done so the bullet can't go flying off and hit anything else. A humane killer, they call it.
You know, if I was a fox, I wouldn't mind croaking it then.
Me?
With all the hens ring. You gotta go. Might as well be in the middle of a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah.
Any thoughts, Jill?
I hate being in this position.
Sorry.
Oh, it's not you, Ruth. I mean, having the hunt here at all.
Unfortunately, we can't choose where a fox goes to ground. But if you want us to move on?
No. It mustn't think of here as a haven.
Jill?
So you better let him finish what you've started.
If you want to get off, Mum.
No, it's all right. I ain't rushing me dinner and I don't want you to, neither.
You're sure?
Yeah, it's lovely having you drop in. And I ain't due back at the dairy till 12:30.
I'll have another roll then.
Come on, you need something inside you this weather.
You see what I mean, though?
You're worrying about nothing, William.
12 grand? It's an awful lot of money.
It's a piece of good luck, that's all.
Well, I can't help feeling awkward.
Why?
Well, with her putting some of it into the wedding, it feels, well, like I'm taking advantage.
Don't be silly. Here, give us your cup. She knows you're not.
No, it's the last thing I'd do.
Yeah, believe me, you two will have your share of bad luck in the future.
Probably.
Oh, everyone does. So enjoy the good luck while you can, eh?
Yeah, that's what Em says.
Yeah, well, she's right. And don't forget, when the kiddies come along...
Mum?
Which they will in due course, she might have to rely on your wages.
Well...
Yeah, so don't feel badly if it's her who's got some in the bank now.
Yeah, OK. If you and Em both say the same, it's probably all right.
Of course it is.
What's up?
Just think of it as a nice surprise for Christmas, eh? Do you want the last roll?
No, it's yours.
Oh, come then.
And we've got a nice surprise for you and all.
What's that?
How do you fancy having Christmas dinner made for you? No cooking, no washing up, no nothing.
Oh, I'd love it.
Well, that's what me and Em wants to do. Have all us lot and the Carters at the Dower House Christmas Day.
What, you mean in your...
No, own? Not in the flat, in the house.
That'd be lovely. Do you remember when
Caroline was on her own and had us over?
Yeah, that was one of my favourite Christmases. And she said it's all right.
Ah, yeah. I haven't actually been able to get hold of it yet.
Oh.
But the house is going to be empty over Christmas.
Oh, same.
And we look after it.
Oh, no, but...
Well, she trusts me and Em.
It's a lot to ask.
It'd be nice, though.
And we'd all chip in to make sure it was spotless after.
So? What do you think?
Oh, it's lovely in there, all that space.
With a nice fire on the go.
It'd be smashing.
Well, we can't think of anywhere else we'd all fit. So I'm going to ask her this afternoon.
Oh, it would be lovely. I hope she says yes.
Do you want anything to eat? A sandwich?
No, thanks. Sorry if I'm holding you up.
You're not. And you're doing the right thing, not going straight off to Felpsham.
The road's bound to be blocked with followers. And I'm not in the best mood to be crawling through them.
So, Betty's disappointed Roy and Haley aren't going to be with them on Christmas Day.
She says she understands. I mean, Haley needs to see her parents. But Betty doesn't seem all that happy about it, though.
That's the trouble with Christmas, isn't it? You can't please everyone.
I'd only gone into the village to leave my choice of carols at the vicarage.
Oh, Alan's top 10 thing. You know, David's really surprised me with his singing on Sunday.
Horrible.
I don't know what else you do with foxes.
It's a ritual I can't stand. Making a show of something so brutal. I shan't be sorry to see it disappear.
I know how you feel about it, Cheryl. But I'm just relieved there's one less fox to watch out for. Come in.
I don't know if you heard. The job's done.
Right, thanks.
And everything will be disposed of properly.
Thanks, Oliver.
So, we'll be pushing off. Compliments of the season to both of you.
And to you. Bye then.
Jill.
Goodbye, Oliver.
Yeah, we flushed the next one out of Leader's Wood. Yeah. He led us all over the place.
Hold on.
He was halfway to Wedgley and back. Of course, Nigel Pargeter's meant to be helping us whip him, but you know what happens to him?
Eddie.
What?
Is the rabbit going in this stew or one next summer?
I'm almost done. I'm just taking its socks.
Look, is anyone listening?
Oh, of course we are, love. What happened to Nigel?
Well, he gets separated, right?
A typical chinless wood.
Yeah, and then he gets completely lost. He asks some passerby if they've seen which way we've got.
Evening.
Oh, great.
Having your tea here as well. They've let Edward finish early.
Fresh rabbit stew.
No, I can't. I've only come to...
No, close the door.
I've got an invitation.
Oh, did you ask her?
Certainly did. And now me and Em are formally inviting all of you and Grandad to spend Christmas Day with us at the Dower House. Me and Em's doing a proper dinner with all the trimmings.
Fantastic. Oh,
I'm so pleased she said yes. We'd love to, wouldn't we, Eddie?
I don't see why not. Quite fancy stretching out in front of that huge fireplace stuffed full of dinner.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm doing this Christmas.
We'll all be there. Why don't you go in and tell Grandad?
Well, can't you?
Well, it's nice if it's personal. Go on.
Yeah, all right. Oh, Em says Susan loves the idea as well.
But, Susan Carter? The Carters ain't going to be there as well.
Of course. It's going to be all of us having a really nice Christmas together.
You're joking.
Well, I'll be working most likely.
Fancy looking up from your Brussels sprouts at Neil Carter's ugly mug.
He probably feels the same way about you.
In which case...
Whether you like it or not, us and the Carters is going to be relations this time next year.
Oh, blimey.
Well, this is William's way of helping bring us together.
I'd rather eat in the kennels.
So we're giving William and Emma the turkey. We're going to go and we're all going to enjoy ourselves. Is that clearly understood?
Fallon's about to get a frosty response.
Yeah, well, I haven't trained to pick the straw around Archie yet.
There's ice on some of the puddles.
I've never heard of that happening in December.
No. I haven't chosen a good time to ask a favour, have I?
Go on.
Well, I'm in charge of the music for the mystery plays, right?
So I heard.
Well, you know we're doing them Christmas Eve in four places. St. Stephen's, at the stables.
Two sides of the green, yeah, I know. He also says it's going to be a real hassle to stage manage.
Well, it's worse for me. I've got to have the music ready in all four venues. As soon as the actors arrive, we've got to be good to go.
Yeah?
Well, and that means four sound systems. But the problem is, I've only got three.
Sorry, no.
Well, I haven't asked yet.
You're going to, though, so I'm telling you, no.
Oh. Okay. Well, look, if you're using yours on Christmas Eve, can I at least borrow it for the dress rehearsal?
Sorry.
It'll give me longer to find another one.
Same answer, I'm afraid.
Oh, come on, Tom. You know I'll look after it.
But I'm not lending it out.
Oh, that's so petty.
No, it's not. I never do.
Just because we had a thing and it didn't work out.
What?
That's just pathetic.
It's got nothing to do with that.
Oh, no, of course not.
It hasn't. If you must know.
Yeah,
whatever. Oh, well, fine. If you think you're so smart, you know everything.
What's the fuss about?
It was my fault. I thought Tom was a bit more mature than he is.
She wants to borrow the sound system for the mystery plays.
There's no problem. I'll cover all four venues with a boogie box if I have to.
Hey, now, hold on, Fallon. It's not personal. We just don't lend it out. It was John's.
Oh.
It's silly, really, but we don't like to risk anything happening to it.
Well, why didn't you say?
Like I got a chance.
Oh, never mind that. Tom, are you okay to clean the parlour? I've got to go out.
Sure.
Look, I'll give you a lift, Fallon. Perhaps there's another way to solve your problem.
Can you put that with the rest of the props in the kitchen?
Yeah,
please?
OK. 45.
Neil's picking it all up at the weekend.
There's more than 50 boxes to go off tomorrow, Alan.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's the first time I can remember such a good response from Manorfield Close.
Well, people do seem aware of what's happening in Romania.
I've propped Herod's shooting stick next to the fridge.
Oh, thanks, Kenton.
See you then.
Oh, Kenton.
Yeah?
I've got a problem with Nathan Booth.
I'll take no notice. He only tries on the girls' costumes for a laugh.
No, not that, no. He says he's got flu.
Oh, right. I wonder why he disappeared early.
Well, he's still poorly for the dress. Could you stand in a second soldier?
That's a nuisance.
Oh, wait a minute. If I do, am I going to get landed for the real thing?
It's only a precaution. He'll probably be fine in a couple of days.
Well,
I'm not much more than a spit and a cough.
Okay, no promises, but I'll have a look at it.
Thanks. I'll go and get that pint you've been dreaming of.
Alan?
Yes.
Do you want me to...
Oh, please, yes. One of them's lost his label.
Oh, that's a pain.
I don't even know whether he's meant for a boy or a girl.
Have you looked in?
No, not yet.
Well, let's have a look.
Evening.
Hiya.
Oh, it's for a girl. Air bands and sub.
Hey, nice music.
Got a spare label somewhere.
Honest?
Yeah, you bet.
If Amy's any guide, it'll be for a 10 to 14-year-old.
That's what I've come about.
Well, come and have a drink when you're finished. I'll buy you one.
Oh, there's a label here.
Oh, cheers. See you.
It won't take me a second to fill you, dude.
Bye, then.
Oh, bye, Kenton. Bye.
How did it go?
The rehearsal? Oh, very well.
Oh, except for Nathan Booth messing a bit with the frocks.
What about the music?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Everyone was very positive, weren't they, Bert?
Yes, I got a real surprise. I thought with it being African, it was going to be non-stop drumming.
No.
Yeah, even Linda had to admit your selections fitted the plays really well.
Oh, it must have been all right if she liked it.
Oh, I thought there was one or two very nice melodies.
I was sweating on it a bit.
No need. Everyone thought you'd done a great job.
And some of the voices was lovely.
Thanks, Bert.
So, well done. Now all we need to worry about is how we're going to play music in four different places.
Oh, I think I've sorted that as well.
Do you blame him?
But he was on about it for hours this afternoon.
Well, I'd be the same.
Never stopped. Except when he's complaining about the hassle you lot are causing him.
Us lot?
Yeah, with the plays. He says props get left everywhere after rehearsals.
Hey, look, I have you know, I got Colin to clear the mountain soon.
Well, ask Neil for a brownie point, not me.
If he doesn't want a stage manager, he shouldn't have agreed to it.
I don't think he really minds. He just enjoys a good moan.
Yeah, well, anyway, he's got Christopher doing most of his graft.
He's pretty handy, is Chris Carter.
Though I am with Neil on the Christmas dinner thing.
Can't say I'd fancy it either.
You know, tucking into your roasties with Joe Grundy spluttering away on the other side of the table.
Not my idea of fun.
And why are they all getting together?
I think it's Willie Never's idea.
Do you think he's got dentures, Joe?
He must have. He's about 190.
Yeah. Wonder if he keeps them in for Christmas pudding. Or maybe mashes it up with his gums.
Oh, nice image, thanks.
Kenton! I've been waiting for you to come in all week.
I don't owe you anything, do I?
No, nothing like that. It's the carol singing on Sunday.
Eh?
Yeah, as you see, there's quite a few volunteers down already, but I... Well, how about you signing up as well?
To go singing?
Yes. You're a festive sort of a chap. You'd be an asset to the group.
Well, it's nice of you to say so, Sid, but I don't know what I'm doing Sunday night.
Dad tried roping me in as well. No way.
What it is, if you signed up, it might encourage other people who don't live in the village to come along.
Huh.
Yeah, it shows that everyone's welcome. And if you find you can't make it in the end, well, never mind.
If it keeps you happy, Sid.
Have you got a pen?
Kenton?
Thanks. Though I don't think me volunteering is exactly going to bring the crowds in.
It's very civil of you. I'll take that.
That's a nice pen, Tom.
Can't look cheap with the people I deal with.
Ha-ha! Yes, I knew it. I knew it all along.
Eh?
Didn't I say so?
What is that man on?
Right. You'll find they're all labelled now and ready to send off.
Well, thanks for that, Bert. Cool. See you Sunday.
Yeah, I'll have the church open, ready in good time. Night now, fella.
Night.
Good night, Bert. And thanks again. Oh, that's more or less finished as well, I think.
It's all coming together, isn't it?
Yeah, except for half the cast worrying they'll never know their lines and the other half panicking about Linda's big finish.
Everyone panics at college when there's a show on. Usually works out.
Well, at least the music's organised now.
Mm. Tony was really nice about it.
Yeah, it's really good of him, isn't it? Loaning us tractor, trailer and generator.
Yeah, Andy says he'll be there in the green to operate him as well.
So, now let's get this straight. You'll have one system permanently set up on the trailer.
My mates from college, yeah.
All right. And we do the Adoration of the Shepherds, Duck Pond side of the green.
Then as soon as that finishes, Tony drives everything to the other side for the Adoration of the Major.
While the audience walks round.
That's it.
Are you sure your own equipment will be good enough for the stables?
It blasts out plenty of power, don't worry.
And we just extend the speakers from St. Stephen's out into the churchyard for the slaying of the innocents.
Four venues, three systems, no problem.
Good. Oh, hang on. How are you going to manage on the day?
Fine.
But we need you at each site before the audience arrives.
Yeah, I'll be there. On the back of Jazz's bike.
What, you're getting chauffeured?
Yeah. Be exhausted about to leg it.
Oh, I knew I'd left this in the right hands. You've done brilliantly, Fallon.
Except for putting my foot in it with Tom.
Yeah, well, you weren't to know.
Why didn't he say something at once?
Maybe it isn't easy for him, admitting how much he still misses his brother.
Someone's in a hurry.
Yeah, that'll be Amy. Forgotten their key again.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on, I'm coming as fast as I can.
Fallon, get the police.
What's wrong?
I heard noises in the churchyard. Shone me torch round. There's someone there.
Doing what?
Banging about in the porch. Trying to break in, I reckon.
What's happening?
If we're quick, we'll catch him.
Do you know where my phone is?
Oh, I do.
Throw us my coat, Fallon, will you?
Here it is.
And show Bert the phone. You ring them, OK, Bert?
What are you doing, Alan?
I'm just going as far as the wall.
Well, you mustn't do anything.
No, I'm just taking a look, that's all.
Give me a torch, Bert.
Oh, here.
Thanks, look. Get on to the police. He's back again.
Let's hope he's taking his medication this time.
Thought I'd lost it for a moment.
This is your marbles we're talking about.
Joe Leenan moved it upstairs. Voila! One poster, one card.
Ah.
Am I missing something?
Now, I hope you don't think I'm making a mountain out of a molehill, Kenton.
Yeah, very good, Sid.
Oh,
and
right.
I certainly don't want to appear molier than thou.
This was the card on the cricket pitch.
That's right. And I have been burrowing around all week trying to find out who did it.
Yes, all right.
It was you, Kenton.
In fact, I've had a few mouldy nights worrying about it.
Okay, fair enough.
You should have tried some mould wine to help you get to sleep, Sid.
Oh, mould wine. Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, very amusing.
Yeah, perhaps mould wine would have helped me mould the problem over.
It would certainly have given you claws for thought.
Yes.
I'll do whatever it takes to make you stop. I confess, I wrote the card.
Yeah, I know. I knew all along.
Really?
Yeah, that poster was only final confirmation of my suspicions.
I'm impressed you worked it out from my handwriting.
Oh, not only the handwriting.
No?
Ah, someone else gave me a pointer. In fact, you could say I had inside information from a...
mole!
Oh, I was going to say that. Hello? Hello? Hey! Hey! Yes, you! What do you think you're playing at? That's a gravestone you've just puked up on. It means something to someone's family around here.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that shows real respect, doesn't it? I see you've had a skinful. Just get off home. I'll take it you have been drinking. Come on, let's have a look at you.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, you're frozen through, aren't you? Look, here. Go on. Oh, sorry, I'm not going to hurt you. Just get this around your shoulders. Oh, Lord, you're frozen. How long have you been out here? Come on, let's get you inside, nice and warm. Come on.
Sorry.
It's all right, don't apologise. Oh, right. Don't go crashing down, come on. Hold on to me.
Alan, where are you?
I'm over here.
Are you all right?
Yeah, fine.
Wait, come to police.
Yeah, never mind about that. Get an ambulance, now.
Ruth is running late.
bag. It's got me purse in.
No.
Oh, I'm sure I had it in here this morning.
I can't see it.
Oh, the kids took ages to get off to school. That's why I'm running late.
Ruth, relax. The shops will still be there when we get to Borchester.
But you wanted an early start.
We're quite happy finishing our coffees.
I know. I took Josh back to the bathroom to clean his face properly. I bet I left it up there.
There's no need for it to flap. I'm in no rush. I don't think Christmas shopping is Ruth's most natural pastime.
It was a nice idea for us to go together.
A late inspiration. I thought we'd egg each other on to be extravagant.
Oh, Alistair and I have done extravagance for this week, thank you.
Oh, Botticelli's. That's a good meal.
Oh, delicious. And some pretty wonderful wine. It's as well Auntie Chris is covering for me this morning.
Don't tell me you overdid it.
Oh, a glass too far, perhaps.
Oh, any luck?
No, but I found Ben's missing buttons.
Well, that's a plus.
Oh, I might have had it in the car when I dropped them off.
Honestly, Ruth, there's no rush.
Oh, give me a minute.
Oh, don't let all the cold air in.
Oh, I'll get it.
Was there any particular reason for Botticelli's?
Oh, Alistair thought we needed a treat. We only seem to see each other when we're tired these days.
Oh, good for him.
And before we went out, he even produced a huge bunch of red roses.
Lucky you. I see what you mean about extravagant.
I think he's starting to relax about this new clinic in Hollerton.
He said he was worried about losing business.
Yeah, but he had it much more in perspective last night. It shouldn't have too much of an impact. Under the passenger seat.
Right. Then stand by your cash tills, Borchester.
Morning.
Hi.
I was worried they might have discharged you already.
No.
I couldn't get in any sooner. Family commitments.
The nurses get me something, then I'm off.
Oh, I'm pleased they've no reason to keep you in. How are you feeling? It's Luke, isn't it?
Mm. Do you work here?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Alan Franks, vicar at St. Stephen's. The church last night.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, it's all right. You can't be expected to remember.
I recognise your voice now. I'm sorry about, you know, chucking up.
It's okay.
And, you know, that. Thanks for...
So, how are you doing, Luke?
Good. Mm. Yeah. Warmed up.
Well, I'm glad about that. You were frozen right through, weren't you?
Yeah.
So, how did you end up there?
Sorry for being a nuisance.
No, I didn't mean that. That was a heck of a night for sleeping rough. Are you going to bed down in the porch?
I don't know where she's got to. I can't wait.
No, hang on for the nurse. Is it me bothering you?
No.
I just wanted to know how you were, that's all. Have they been able to help you here?
Yeah, like, I'm warm now, I'm good.
Well, you're looking better. But what I really meant, I know they're pressed for time in hospital. They can't always offer you the help you need.
No, they've been, like, good.
No, I'm sure they have, but I've had some experience of lads sleeping rough.
How long does it take to get an address?
Not much, man. Soup runs mainly, but usually when someone's in trouble, there are drugs tied in.
Huh? No, I'm clean now. I'm clean.
Are you? Good, good.
Got to get a felt push on, that's all.
Forgive me asking, but I don't know the slang, and I'm not going to make a fool of myself trying. Is it heroin? Cocaine?
I'm clean. I haven't had anything for days.
So you're coming off drugs?
Mm. Yeah, I'm clean.
And have they given you anything to help?
For my gut, yeah. Like, I had a bad gut. Sorry about the church.
No, any help with your drug use?
Yeah, wouldn't give me what I need. I don't need anything. I'm not a user, not now.
But you have been.
I'll be all right when I get to Felpersham. I've got mates there.
What, real mates?
Yeah. I'm going to stay with them.
Well, is that the best place? It won't help if they're using as well.
I'll be all right when I get there.
What about family?
Family? What's that?
Well, no one you can stay with. So you don't have to sleep rough again.
I'll be all right with my mates. You can't lend me the coach fare, can you? A tenner will cover it.
If you like, I'll drive you to the bus station and buy the ticket for you.
Oh, no, it's okay. At last. That's her.
Now, listen. When the nurse is finished, if you don't want the ticket, at least let me buy you a decent breakfast.
Why?
Well, how about... because it's nearly Christmas?
Oh, hiya, sis. Lucky to grab the last table.
I've never seen you so busy.
But you haven't been idle yourself. You left anything in the shops?
Well, it's only one or two things for Daniel and Alistair.
Oh, I'll arrange a forklift to take it all home if you like.
Everything will fit into Elizabeth's boot. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're coming with Elizabeth?
Yeah, and Ruth. We're meeting here for a break in the shopping.
Oh, I'll get Emma to serve you. It might give her some ideas.
Oh, what about?
Well, spending. That girl has finally got compensation for her injury. £12,000.
Oh, good.
And would you believe it? She's put the whole lot in the bank.
Oh, stupid of me. King Street's bad at the best of times.
Yeah, there's always jams here.
I should have gone straight up.
Bus always got stuck on the way to college.
Oh, you were at the college?
Yeah.
When was that?
This year. For a bit. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like my student days. What were you studying?
Oh, it was like a, you know, foundation thing.
Yeah, all right, all right. Let's see, we're moving.
It was good. It wasn't there very long.
So you're a local lad?
Huh?
Well, if you went to the college.
No. It's just Mum lives at Webster Bridge now.
Oh, 10 yards, if that. You wouldn't think of going to stay with her?
No.
Well, not even to have a roof over your head?
I'll be all right in Felpisham.
Fine. And it's just your mum? No one else?
No. She is married again, after Dad left.
Oh, that can be difficult, can't it? Suddenly having a stepdad.
He's nothing to me. Oh, you should have turned on a Newland. It's a long way round, but...
Yeah, you're probably right. Can't do much about it now, though.
No. Have you got kids?
Yes. Yes, a daughter.
If I ever have any, I want girls.
I'll warn you, they can be a real handful.
I know. I've got sisters, sort of.
Oh, yeah?
Two of them. Only little. Mum had them with him. Jess and Ellie.
And what's that like? Do you get on with them?
Yeah. They're minxes, a pair of them. Always mucking about. They're great. Never see them now, though.
I reckon it was only an excuse for claiming it was a thank you.
Taking Usher out, yeah, of course it was.
He seemed to be really hitting it off.
Well, he's such a nice guy, isn't he? He called into the gallery yesterday. We ended up talking about Francis Souza for half an hour.
Who?
Souza. Ashok says he was the father of modern Indian art.
I thought he was the bloke who did all the marches.
Not that Souza.
Oh, they could do with some more space in the ladies here.
Yeah, isn't it cramped?
Awful when it's this busy. Oh, so where's this top, Ruth?
Well, it's not for me, it's for Pip.
Oh, come on, let's see.
She's been nagging me to get it for ages. What do you think?
Oh, it's lovely. What a fabulous tiger.
I just hope it's colour fast.
I can see why she's been nagging. Well, that's one young lady who's going to be happy on Christmas morning.
It's not even a Christmas present. It's for the end of term party.
If I know 10-year-old girls, her friends are going to be green with envy.
Well, maybe I'm spoiling her. But I wanted to have something nice at the moment.
Happy ladies?
Where's Emma?
Hang on a break, you inconsiderate little madam.
Oh, and what's happened to the music?
I'll see to it as soon as she comes back. I may have limitless ability, but only one pair of hands.
Running this place suits him, doesn't it?
He's in his element.
That's Alan Franklin serving, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's he with?
I don't know. I was going to say hello, but Alan doesn't look as though he wants to be disturbed. Mm. He's got a quirky face, hasn't he, the boy?
I think he's quite nice looking.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean there's anything wrong with him. That's just the expression.
Very intense.
With those curls, he'd pass for a Renaissance cherub. I'm not sure the face is quite so angelic.
He's got a nice smile, though. Sort of lopsided.
I can't believe all those bags are only half morning shopping.
And there's plenty more shops to get through yet.
Well, if any of you are wondering what to get me, don't be afraid to ask. I've got lots of ideas.
No chance.
He forgot his pen.
Oh, he'll get it later. Go on, tuck in.
Thanks.
What? Isn't it what you wanted?
No, it's good. Thanks. Maybe in a minute.
You don't mind me starting, do you?
No, go ahead.
You were saying it wasn't really your choice, leaving home.
Can I have a serviette?
Oh, yeah, here.
Ta, thanks.
I mean, if you're ruling out social services for emergency accommodation...
I don't need any.
Are you sure it's not even worth trying, Mum?
She won't let me through the door.
Right.
It's their choice. They don't want me. Fine.
And this is your mum and her new partner?
I never let my mates anywhere near Jess and Ellie. I wouldn't, no way.
That's what made them throw you out?
They couldn't stand me having anyone come round. He couldn't stand anything about me.
Look, what about the clinic? The rehab place that the nurse mentioned?
I'd never hurt my sisters. Like, I wouldn't let them near drugs.
If you're serious about wanting to stay off... A matter of interest, it is heroin we're talking about, is it?
Mess around with smack a bit. Don't need a clinic. I'm clean.
Just for extra support, Luke. To be on the safe side.
Thanks, but I'm okay. I'll go to my mates.
Okay. Oh, that looks like a triumph.
Hmm?
Bike you're drawing. Do you know about motorbike?
No. It's on the poster, that's all.
Oh, right, the wild one.
That's what I did at college. Art. I've got to go now.
You haven't eaten anything?
I'll put the sausages in the bread. It's sweaty in here. I'm too hot.
Look, how about I come with you to the hospital?
No, no, thanks. I'm all right.
Well, hold on. At least let me...
Oh, yeah. The coach fare.
Yeah, it's my card.
Oh, thanks.
If you want to... Well, I don't know. Just... If you just want to talk...
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Call me anytime.
Okay. And, like, you know, sorry. And thanks. Really.
Oh, Lord. Nothing wrong with the food, I hope.
Hmm?
Oh, no, not at all, Kent. Glad to hear it. Is it all right if I clear up?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, not the...
Oh, never mind.
No, it's all right. I'll get you another nap.
No, it doesn't matter. I saw what you were doing. It was really nice of you to try and help him. You know, we get kids like that through all the time.
I expect you must do.
Frank's off of slinging them straight out, but, well, if we're not too busy and they can pay for a cup of tea, I can get warm for half an hour.
That's really decent of you.
Then off they go.
What happens to them?
Well, most you never see again. They've got lives you wouldn't want to know about.
Not a very comforting thought.
Hey, look, you brought the kid a meal. That's all you can do. You've done him some good.
Hmm. I rather doubt it.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.